Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, the only program in the country that works with special guests like the one we're going to have with us in just a moment. I want to tell you something about Nicole. She is a former Victoria's Secret model, and she has a website, and everybody wants you to jot this down, www.projectinspired.com. It is one of the most beautiful websites for young people, and it's really something that a lot of young people need today, because Nicole is a role model for our teens and our young adults that are coming up in our world now, and we really need that. Nicole, I want to thank you for being on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio today. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. I am doing fantastic. I'm really excited to be on today. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. I understand that you will be sharing a whole lot of things with us, because I wanted to ask you, your site is a wonderful site. I've even told two of my granddaughters who are teenagers to make sure that they sign up on Project Inspire, because one will be 16 this year and the other one will be 13 this year. And I want them to grow and learn what it is to be a virtuous young woman. You know, we can tell them all, our grandparents can tell them all the time about how to be a virtuous woman, but when they have someone that they can look up to like you and Kylie, that really helps our job as grandparents, makes us come along a lot better. And
that's exactly why I wanted to create this website, is because I felt like currently there's not a lot of role models just for girls to look up to. And so I just was like, God put it on my heart to create this website so girls can get to know each other and to have peers and to understand that there are girls out there that have the same belief in Jesus as they do. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I would imagine it would help those who are looking and searching as well for a relationship, but they don't know how to find it.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's so great about the website, is I focus on everything that a teen girl wants to know. It's not just about God, but I talk about all of the relationship mm-hmm. issues that come up. I talk about modesty and how to dress modestly, because I do this like outfit of the day where I show girls affordable options that they can recreate themselves. So it's kind of like a lifestyle website. It's not just about Christianity, but it's about so much more than that. And it's really fun, too. So I hope that everyone listening can go to my website. So it's cool.
Well, it's true, because, you know, I'm looking at some of the things on your site right now, you know, five fabulous real girl graduation looks. Those are modest appearances from these young ladies who are featured on that. And then you have girl-to-girl talk, you know, do social networks distract you from God? Things like that. Those are the kind of things that young girls need to hear about. They need to have a conversation about, because those are real-life issues. And I, when I saw your site, I was like, "Oh, this is the bomb!" I have been promoting it ever since I found out about the site.
Thank you. Thank
you're more
you.
Than welcome. That's what we're all about. We're all about, you know, supporting each other. And I wanted people to know who you are and how you've come along since you left the modeling world. And I really was taken aback by last week. I had Kylie Basuti on, and she told me some of the horrific things that happened in the fashion industry. And I wanted to find out if you were sharing those kind of things with the young ladies and the young men that may come on your site. And could you tell us a little bit about some of your experience?
Yeah, sure. I moved to LA when I was only 15 years old, and I started modeling when I came here, but I should have taken it as a warning sign right away, because I was playing volleyball, and my agent mm-hmm. told me, she's like, girl, she's like, you are should not be playing volleyball because it's building up your thighs. And she's like, it's not really making you have that lean appearance. She's like, I want you to quit playing and only focus on basketball. And she's like, you know, you need to fix the scar on your forehead because I have, like, this little scar. And she's like, you need to clear your skin up, get on this medication. And as soon as I signed with that agency, they started picking me apart, like I wasn't good enough. But I just wanted to make them happy, and I wanted to get work. And so I fixed all these things, even though I didn't really need it. And then on top of that, whenever I went to an audition, there was like 25 other girls that kind of looked like me. They were tall with brown hair and brown eyes. And it's just the competition is so hard and so ridiculous, and it makes you feel so bad about yourself. And it's almost impossible even just to get a job in general because there's so much competition. And, you know, you always have to update your book with new pictures, and it's really unhealthy, and it's really it's not a good industry to get involved with. And I try to tell girls that they're worth more than their appearance, and don't believe that the magazines, because the pictures you see are so photoshopped, and it's just it's a whole facade, you know. It's not real.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't realize that they were all, you know, like mostly all of them were Photoshopped. That even makes it even worse, because then it's not showing you at all. You don't even recognize yourself, I would imagine.
Oh, not at all. I mean, one of the things that really woke me up is I worked on a Victoria's Secret commercial as a body double, and I was standing in for one of the models when she was, like, getting her makeup done, and I was sort of the person that was there while they fixed the lights and they got the fan set up and they did the whole positioning. And when I was, like, you know, talking to them and they were in their trailer and they were getting all bronze with, like, glitter on their bodies, and they were wearing the smallest lingerie, and then they had to, like, walk all sexy, and, like, it just was so phony. And then I saw one of the photographer's assistants was working on one of the pictures that they already took that day, and he was retouching the picture on a big computer screen, and he's like, look at it. He's like, I'm getting rid of her freckles on her face. I'm thinning out her nose. He was even elongating her neck so she, like, looked like, I don't know, taller or something, and he was taking in her waist. He was thinning out her thighs, and I'm like, this is crazy. This is not real at all. And it just was like a wake-up call, and I just wanted to share with girls how superficial and unrealistic the actual modeling world really is.
Oh, my God. That sounds absolutely horrifying, you know, to
it
say.
It was.
You know? What made you decide to turn away? I mean, because I know that you may do modeling now. And one of the things I was going to ask you about, I want to get back to this question, is that, you know, I would like to see more wholesome designers, as well as, you know, magazines that carry, you know, models that have modest clothing or something like that, as well as, you know, in TV and things like that. That's where my heart is to get a lot of clean TV where we can have the alternative to what is happening out here in the world, so that, you know, people can get their fashion fixed, but they don't have to try to be something that they're not.
Oh, that's so needed. I mean, that's what my goal is in the future. Thankfully, Project Inspired has grown a lot, and now we have about 60,000 girls coming on the website every month. And so the traffic is there, but I want to create a magazine so girls can actually have the actual copy in their hands, and they can save it, and they can tear out, you know, scriptures and put it on their wall. So I want to create a magazine for girls, because there are a few Christian magazines, but they're not really national, and they're not well known, and so I want to do that. But that's kind of my focus, is continuing the website, and I'm actually working on a book right now, so that will be released also later this year by Christmas time. So
can you tell us the title of it?
I would, except we're figuring out title right now. It was going to be called something, and now I'm changing my mind. I'm like changing my mind. I'm like, okay, what? I'm like, God, what do you want to call this book? Like, I'm coming up with ideas, and we finally found out from a book publisher that they're interested in publishing the book.
Okay.
And so we're trying to work with their creative team as well. So right now we're still in the process of creating the book, but
you're in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Because what you're going to do, you're going to come back on. I know you're going to come back on so that we could talk about your book and everything so that we can get people to purchase it and all that other kind of stuff. Because, you know, this is important. I was talking to Kylie, and she was talking she was saying the same thing as you, and I was telling her I wanted to develop a show with people who were former fashion models or still in the business but doing modest apparel that appeals to young people, that I would definitely want you and she to be involved in it. I mean, producing and hosting, and we can talk about management and all those contract things later too. But I would love for, you know, that to be a stepping stone as well for your magazine and anything that you want to do, because you would have like almost like creative control, because you know what's going on in that field more than I would. I would never try to tell you what to do, you know.
I would love to be a part of that. If you ever, you know, want me to be on board or however you want to do the process, I would love to be a part of it, because that's my passion, is not modeling anymore. No, thank God I'm out of that. But it's just teaching girls about the importance of creating their identity and what God wants them to be.
Yes.
And so, yeah, my whole passion is just helping young girls develop that. And so however you want me to help, I would love to in the future.
Well, that is really wonderful. Well, I will definitely be keeping you updated on it. Now, you know what? I realized that you know someone that I know. And that I was speaking at a conference in 2010 and met Victoria Hurst.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And
That's so cool.
It is. Well, actually, my husband, he was reading an article that he knew that we met her in Washington, D.C., because she was speaking and I was speaking. And we were supposed to hook up, but I know she's always all over the world, so it's so hard to keep up with her, you know. But my husband has seen an article about you and she and how you guys had hooked up together because of Cosmopolitan magazine. And you wanted them to at least put a cover on their magazine. And I thought that was so awesome that you would confront Cosmopolitan and then their Victoria, because that's her part of her heritage and stuff like that, and she's an heir of the Hearst Publishing. And for her to come out and tell them, you know, what they were doing was wrong, I thought that was awesome, because, see, that's the way I am. I'm very bold. And, you know, when you don't care about what somebody thinks, you tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's good. No, that's good. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world, and if you want to confront, you know, Satan, and you have to just do what's right. You have to speak up for what God wants you to do. And that's good that you're bold. I love that. But,
I
met her I met her the beginning of last year because, we found out that she saw me speaking on the 700 Club, and she was like,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, Nicole is fighting against Cosmo, and she's like, that's my family's magazine, and she's like, I want to help this girl and her cause. And I guess like 10 years ago she tried to, but they just didn't want to listen to her because unfortunately she's not a member of like the staff part of it, so they didn't listen to her. So they're like, oh, you know, whatever. I don't care if her last name is Hurst, whoever, whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't work for Cosmo. So, but she's like, Nicole is trying to fight them too. I want to reach out to her and help her. So we connected, and we were able to get a lot of press, like news organizations that were helping us get the word out about how pornographic and dangerous the magazine really was. And thank God, I mean, it's not sold yet in a plastic bag, but there is a victory. The editor-in-chief of 14 years of the magazine, her name is Kate White. I was petitioning also to her. I was having girls send her personal letters of how Cosmo negatively affected them, and I was contacting her on our Facebook page, and we were like, please stop making Cosmo so pornographic. And she actually, last September, when I was featured on what's that show? I was on CNN. I was talking about it, and I was on Fox News, and I was explaining just how dangerous the magazine was. And she actually it's kind of like a, it's on the down, it's down low, but she either left the magazine or she got let go. And so now she's no longer working there. So it's pretty crazy. She's now not even there. So that was kind of a victory in itself. So how
has Cosmopolitan come along since then? I mean, since you raised a stink.
You know, they're still putting out the bad material. It's still really gross and overly sexual. It's not as bad as it was when she was in charge of it.
Right.
I've noticed that they have toned down the language and they have sort of watered down their tips, but it's still really bad and it's sending the wrong message. And I'm not going to give up, but at the same time, like, my focus now is on my book and my website and communicating with the girls on a more personal basis. So it's hard for me to juggle all of the things at once, but I still need people supporting me by not buying the magazine and by spreading the word. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, see, that's the thing, is because when your magazine comes out, they won't need that anyway. So Cosmopolitan will be old news, because we'll have Nicole's magazine.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly. I want the magazine to be sold at Barnes & Noble, Christian bookstores. I know it will be successful, because we already have a huge community of Christian girls online, and they've asked me for the magazine. So when it's out, I'm going to be the anti-Cosmo.
I heard that. That's going to be great. And you know what? You're probably going to reach a lot of girls who may not be Christian, but that need something like this. We need to really infiltrate the world that's out there now in media and stuff like that. We really need to infiltrate the whole thing. I think that, you know, the fact that, you know, the things that you've done, I mean, that this increased your profile, because I was reading some of the things that you've done, like when you did the movies on Ocean 13 and Transformers and all of those things. I mean, those are good, and they give you a paycheck, but, I mean, I think we need to really control and own the media, where all those people that are out there, even in the world, are saying, hey, what's going on there? I want to see what's going on there, so that we can transform what's going, you know, the media in all phases. You know, we're talking about TV, feature films, radio, magazines, like what you're talking about. I mean, we need to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah, we really do. And thankfully, I know, like, me and along with a lot of the Project Inspired girls, that's what they call them.
Yes.
We've been praying so much about Christians to rise up in the media industry, and I really have noticed God working a lot in that way. A lot of musicians like Britt Nicole and even Lecrae, like, he won a Grammy, I think. And, you know, all of these artists, I think, are starting to rise up, and they're getting more and more support. And so I really believe that this is a strong time that God is working. And that's just my goal, is just to spread God's word to as many people as possible.
Well, see, you're absolutely right, because, see, now you're working on, like, almost on the artist level. I'm trying to reach the Mark Burnett and Roma Downey and, you know, people like that. And so that you know, we can have the infusion of cash to be able just to produce projects and produce content for the TV, because we're launching the Breaking News Journal TV channel and feature films department. And that's one of the things that we want. Yeah, we've got four feature films already that are in development, and another four that Christian Hartsock is working on. He's come on to be our director of feature films. Now, he was the reporter for Breitbart News.
Oh, my gosh. And,
yeah,
are you
so
serious?
No, I'm serious. And so we have a whole team of people. We have we call ourselves the Breaking News Journal SWAT team, and we're all business people or have their own companies, or journalists, or grassroots conservative journalists, or people that are doing all kinds of things in the education business. We're talking about taking over this country and bringing it back the way God wanted it to be. So we're working on all levels.
Oh, that's so amazing. I'll pray for you. And that sounds like really powerful. And I love that you're teaming up with those people, because the more people you have, you know, sharing God's word, the better, you know. So that's
the better.
Is amazing.
The
I'm
better.
So proud
you know,
of you.
Well, you know, I'm doing everything we possibly can, and so that we're trying to fill up all these deals now and everything. As a matter of fact, when you get off the phone with me, you have Victoria contact me.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Because
she has a ministry too.
Yes, I want to talk to her about Praise Him Ministries because I know about her ministry too. We talked about it and everything. We took pictures together and everything in Washington D.C. So, you know, we were supposed to hook up, and then she's busy. I'm busy too, and you're busy and stuff like that. So, you know, I understand that it takes a while to get back in touch with people. So, we're going to do that. But I would love to hook up with her because I think that she would be good, and we'd be able to do a program with her as well. You know, with her Praising Him Ministries and stuff, and have that on the air with all the fashion things and all the clean TV that we're going to have. I mean, we can rock, girl.
Ooh, that sounds so fun. I love that. I will totally watch, and I'll totally be a part of it. I mean, not be a part of it, but I will support you,
yes, you
however
will be.
I can.
Yes, you will. You said the right thing. Be a part of it. God put the right words in your mouth.
I mean, I'll support you however I can, and if you can reach out to Mark Burnett and Roman Downey, that would be huge because, I mean, they just produced the Bible series on the History Channel.
Yes.
And that was so well done. It was amazing. So, yeah, that's
amazing.
I'm really proud of you. That's awesome.
No, we're proud of you. I mean, you're the one. You're out here doing this. Is the field that you're in. You have to realize what you and Kylie have done is you guys have broken through a field that has been so secretive for so many years. And now people are beginning to find out by you guys' stories as to what's really going on in that industry. Kylie told us something last week that just horrified me. I had no idea, Nicole, that there are women out there that would shave their bones in order to be not curvy and too curvy for their agents or whatever. I cannot believe that they would mutilate their bodies like that.
Oh. That is so scary. I didn't know about that. She was honestly more involved in the high fashion world than mm-hmm. I was. I was never skinny enough, according to the agents. I was always, I'm curvy, you know. I have hips.
Mm-hmm.
I was never that skinny. And so, unfortunately, that's why I got involved in, like, lingerie jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really regret it, but that's part of my testimony. I was doing a lot of lingerie
mm-hmm.
catalogs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was more involved in, like, the New York City high fashion world. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That is real. That's really
scared
bad.
Oh, it was really sad. And then when she told me that she told the audience really that some of the girls now are doing things like dipping cotton balls into cranberry juice.
I did hear about that. When I was modeling, I heard about that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
To make them feel
That's
cool?
One thing I did hear about.
Oh my God, this is insane. You know, I have a son who's an international fashion model, and I remember when he was saying that his agent had asked him to get his nose kind of refined and stuff like that. I said, no, God gave you and blessed you with that nose that you have, and
yeah.
Everybody just loves it. He can walk down the street, and everybody's like, you ought to be a fashion model, and he'll say, I am a fashion model, you know, and then and stuff like that. But they wanted to ruin him and just totally ruin his look and stuff. I'm like, no, God blessed you with that. You know, do not let anybody tear that from you, and if they do, then don't model.
Good. No, and that's what the devil tries to tell girls is he tries to
mm-hmm.
say, you're ugly, you're not good enough,
mm-hmm.
your nose is too
mm-hmm.
big, and that is all lies from the enemy. He is the
it
one
really
putting
is.
Those thoughts. He is those the one putting those thoughts into girls' minds, and that's why I just try to say, girls, God created you perfectly. You know, He holds you in the palm of His hand. He knows every hair on your head. Like, God designed you just the way you are, and
yes.
That's the devil trying to say you need makeup and you're not pretty, and that is all the enemy. So I just want girls to
mm-hmm.
rebuke that thought when they hear that.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, and this is it's vanity. You know, we're not to look
it
at
is.
The outward appearance in the first place. It's okay to look nice and beautiful and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the thing that's supposed to identify you. And these
yep.
girls, they don't even know their identity yet because they're 14, 15 years old getting into this field, and sometimes they don't even want the parents to go along with them when they're going out on some of these calls and leaving the country and stuff. I'm like, what kind of mess is going on here?
Yeah, that's scary. That's really scary. It's so sad. I know. That's the last thing that these vulnerable girls need is just to, you know, break away from their own parents. So it's really scary. It's really a dangerous industry.
It really is.
So it really is.
Nicole, why don't you tell us some of the things that you're getting ready to do? I mean, what's your itinerary that you can speak about and so people know how to keep up with you and things like that?
Well, okay, so like I said, I'm writing the book right now. Actually, to be honest, most of the book is already written. We're just trying to figure out if we want to add more parts of the book, like modest fashion, relationship section about, like, just real-life girls' issues.
Yes.
So I'm working really heavily on that, and I'm still building the website. And actually, what's really cool is lately, every week I get personal handwritten letters from girls in the mail, and they're so sweet. They draw me, you know, pictures. That sometimes they write poems. They send me pictures of themselves. And I have, in my office, I have, like, this whole wall and area where I hang up their pictures and their letters. And I write them back, and I include in the letter a little project-inspired notepad so they can have that. And I also include these little Christian tracks. You know those Christian tracks that you can get?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
little tracks.
So I
keep them all the time because they're really cool to give to young people and stuff when they're out ministering.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah.
So I write the girls back, and I give them those things. And so, yeah, I have a whole box of beautiful letters that I treasure. And so I've been reaching out to them that way and also just online. And I'm I do my fashion look of the day. So then at the end of the week, I put them all into an article. So I'm just really still building the website and communicating with the girls in those different ways.
What about
and
speaking
also,
engagement?
Oh, yes, speaking engagements. I spoke at the Crystal Cathedral. Actually, it was last year. But right now, I haven't scheduled a speaking tour until my book comes out because I want to be able to give out that book and I want to have that published so when I can speak, it's already there. So I'm waiting for that to happen in order to do the speaking. But yeah, if people could pray for me about that. And also, I want people to find me on Project Inspired and also on Facebook because I'm very active on the Facebook page as well as Instagram. I don't know if, girl, you have an Instagram, Ruth, or if the other girls, but I love Instagram.
I don't have one, but I think I've been sent one. I'm not for sure. I think I've been sent one. It sounds very, very familiar.
It's so fun. It's like also a social network, but you can upload pictures, and I upload more personal photos of like my life and things that are going on. And I have these little Christian scriptures and these beautiful pictures that I design. Actually, I design some of them, but I also have someone on my website that designs them for me.
Wow.
And so I talk to the girls. Yeah, I talk to the girls on Instagram too because they can you know, tag me on the pictures. So if anyone is watching and they want to get in touch with me, they can also follow me there. And it's just my name, which is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, and then my last name, Weider, W-E-I-D-E-R. So Nicole Weider, and then I'll follow them back too.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on your Facebook and I'm going to friend you and you're going to and you can know what you can also go on Breaking News Journal on Facebook and you can and you can post anything that you think is important that you want to post there. Have your people post anything that they feel is important or something that you want on there that you want people to know about, especially when your book comes out and before then. Eat all the things that you're doing every week so that people can tell their grandchildren and children. They can tell their children and grandchildren about what you're doing. So anything you want to post on there, you can do that. I have my person, my web person that's watching everything, make sure everything is clean that goes on there. So you don't have to worry about that. So you would be in very good company. And you have anything that your people want, and that would be wonderful. You can definitely do that. And then we can friend each other. I have Breaking News Journal. BNJ Global is what we have because we have reporters now out of Israel, and we'll probably have one from Italy, you know, and stuff like that. So we're doing some wild stuff. I'm telling you, we're
going to
do a lot of great stuff. You know,
that's so cool. So
that would be good. That would be good. And you know, those people over in other countries, they need to know what's going on too. And you know, because Italy and them is known for all this fashion nonsense, and you know, people being starving themselves to death and stuff like that. And we want to make sure that they can understand. They can be curvy. They can be full, and they can be glorious in the Lord and do His will and have fun doing it.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's what girls need. It's like they're so special and they're so perfect just the way they are. And that's what my website tells them and reinforces them. And there's four other writers. There's a relationship counselor expert. Her name is Aisha. There's a pastor named Jen who, like, talks about the different Bible stories and how you can apply that in your everyday life. And girls, they submit their pictures with no makeup on, and we talk about like how they're beautiful just the way they are, and it's
absolutely
so fun. And there's a forum section on my website, there's a chat room, and I also every Friday I hold video chats with the girls, and I share my God talk of the week, and I share like some secrets that are going on in my life. I hold up the letters that I got from the girls that week, and it's fun. It's so fun. So I really hope
it really is. You know,
I
chimed in on one of your chat rooms, but I realized that I was too old, so I was like looking at the girls and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, this is for my grandchildren, because there were so many young people just really admiring you and respecting you, and you are a role model for them. And it's just an honor to know who you are, Nicole Weider, and I want everyone to know who you are. Those people who don't even go into fashion, but they know your spirit and stuff. And so we're going to, you know, I look forward to us doing a lot more together. And you have a wonderful agent. Lori is, your publicist, Lori, is absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to have her on Breaking News Journal, too, because we're going to talk about the behind the scenes of her business, too.
Ooh, that's a good idea, because she represents some Christian artists and singers and everything. So that's
absolutely
a smart idea.
Absolutely. You know, it's time for all of us to be working together, and that's what we're planning on doing. We're going to rock this world, girl.
Oh, I love it. We're an army. Everyone watching, you can be a part of it. You can help us. Go to Project Inspired. You can sign up to be a Project Inspired girl. It's totally free. And then you can chat with other Christian girls. You can post in the forums. You can post your modest outfit of the day on the Facebook page, and I'll contact you. It's so fun because we're a community, you know. It's not just a website where I'm aloof and we don't know each other, you know. It's like a personalization, so it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, you really get involved. You really get involved with the girls, and I think that is that's so admirable. I really love what you're doing, and it's totally unique, and it's a blessing. And I look forward to us working together and doing a lot more things together. And Nicole, it has been a pleasure having you on Breaking News Journal on air. And after this is over with, I'm going to send you the embedded code. You can put it on your website so all the girls can listen and stuff like that. And it will be, you know, be out there for your people and stuff. So I look forward to having you back on Breaking News Journal on air radio. It has been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. Is this by any chance recorded so I can share it on Project Inspired or no?
Yes, I'm going to send you an embedded code, and you can put it on your website, dear.
Oh, that's what you were saying by the embedded code. Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh, good.
So
okay, I'll share it on my website.
Yeah, everybody that all your people can have it. That's what whoever does your web, they can go ahead and put it on your website, and then all your girls can listen to it.
Oh, I love that. And then they can find out about Blog Talk Radio, too.
Sure they can.
Cool. Oh, I love it.
And maybe even sometimes in the future, we can have some of your girls that to be featured on with you one time, sometimes. So I think we can do anything we want to inspire these girls. So maybe some of them can just, you know, be able to be on with you sometimes, and you can say, okay, this is who's going to be on with me this time or something. We can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that is amazing. I love that idea. And everyone listening, also try to come to the Facebook page for Project Inspired, and you can comment you can comment on the side. You know how they have the side timeline area where
yes.
people can comment? If you were listening today, I want to know who you are, so comment on the Facebook page that you were listening, and then I can talk to you also on the Facebook page. So it's easy. It's just project, like it's a we're working on a project, inspired with an E-D, not inspire, inspired. Because people sometimes look for it, and I'm like, and they're like, I can't find it. I'm like, no, it's project inspired. So, it's, yeah, it gets confusing, but yeah.
Absolutely, it does. Well, it was a pleasure having you on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, and I will get this over to you right away, Nicole. I'll talk to you
Woo-hoo!
Later.
And have a great day, Ruth, and everyone listening, have a great day.
All right.
Come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.